You're listening to Rock On Radio. Turn it up!
John, what happened? All right, let's try it again, John. I'm just going to play that. You don't have to worry about the theme song.
All righty.
Apparently, you spent too much time in New Hope today. Here we go.
I plead the fifth.
John, you know, I'm not, I got nothing, John. What's going on? No. Never mind. We'll try next week.
No, go ahead.
Now, who is that?
Wait, you have me?
Yeah.
Can I have volume here, please?
Yes. You got all volume.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Hold on.
Hey, guys, this is John Karabi from the Dead Daisies, and you're listening to Rock On Radio. Turn it up!
There you go.
Very nice.
See? Okay. Actually.
So we can cut that in wherever you want it.
I think he did swim back from New Hope. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rock On Radio. I am Danny Coleman, and I am joined in studio by... Engineer John.
Hello.
My co-host, Marianne Costello.
Hello.
And, of course, our international touring musician and music advisor, Rich Shalanda.
Hello.
We also have the M-Cube photographer is here, Mr. Tom Callen. We have a studio audience of Jocko from the Jocko Ranch.
Yay. Yay.
All for our guest this evening, Aqualung Records executive, the man who's in charge. There's my AM radio voice coming back right at you. Mr. Jeff Fiedler. Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Rock On Radio can be found right here on panjradio.com. And if you want to get in touch with us tonight, you can. How can they do that,
man? They could call in at 609-460-4673.
Correct. They can do that. 609-460-4673. Or you could follow us on Facebook, Danny Coleman's Rock On Radio 2. John, what are you doing, John?
I got a noisy control.
The gremlins are out to get him.
Well, Mercury retrograde in a big way.
It's the eclipse. It's all the eclipse's fault.
I'm hearing him fade in and out, and I'm seeing watching John over there like some mad scientist. John, what are you doing to me, John?
We got a noisy gang.
I'm calling Trish. She can take you back to New Hope.
She's home resting.
Lucky her. Why don't we just do this show from your living room? Can we do that?
Sure, we can do that.
She's home resting. We just go over there.
Yeah, we can. You know, the dog would be glad to see you.
Yeah, right.
We used to always spray noisy pots with Tunol.
Yes.
Or whatever just that get was. It in, right?
Yeah, just give it a little bit of spritz.
And
that's right.
Just enough to gunk up whatever is
and
in there.
And it went away.
Correct.
Yep. Unless you're using some of the other kinds of pots that when you spray that in, it just...
blows the board up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know that, too.
I think it's called Pam cooking oil.
That used to work. Pam works.
Yeah.
But we... Crisco.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no.
You can follow us here on at panjradio.com, or you can find us on Facebook, Danny Coleman's Rock On Radio 2. The number 2, Danny Coleman's Rock On Radio 2. We're on Twitter, Rock On Radio, all one word, all capital letters. And yes, you're looking at me like you've had something to say.
No, you're doing great.
Thank you. I've done this once or twice before.
I think you have.
Oh, geez.
Am I giving you a complex? The way you're looking at me.
No. I was going
to
say.
Do you really have a tramp stamp? Wait.
No. He said he saw it.
I thought I saw one.
No, that was his vertical smile.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh, good.
I was showing my imperfection. I'm all cracked up. So, anyway.
He puts a W on each cheek.
This is...
show's just not all it's cracked up to be.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway, Wednesday night, I want to thank everybody who emailed me and called in, and those of you who showed up. At the, why do I hear a cell phone? Oh my God, it's not you. Whose cell phone? Is that you? Is that you, Barbie?
Just
Oh my God, my engineers lost it tonight.
I'm checking the over-the-air signal.
Anyway,
and the friends we were with just texted me to say how nice it was.
Did you make the swim across the river?
I swam across that river.
The Dead Daisy Show. First off,
oh, I saw the postings.
First off, Callan, was that a great show or what?
Good show.
We got to hang out with them guys, the M Cube and I, and Kenny Siegel and Estelle. We got to hang out backstage with them for a little bit, and they autographed all of them autographed posters with us and chit chatted a little bit, and then we got to go right out front, right up against the stage, and got to see the show. It's kind of funny when you see a show from that perspective with no photo pit in between you and the, and you can catch the expressions and of like when they know they screwed up or didn't screw up or they or something went well or something. Uh-oh, where are you going with this?
Well, you're getting stage volume too, right? You're like in front of the PA.
Yes, you're getting exactly.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really hear vocals that well. Consistently, but like they did out back, but I could. What did it sound like out back, Callan? You went up top
for a little bit. It was not much different, actually.
Well, Kenny Siegel was there.
Oh yeah,
our good friend Kenny Siegel, and his friend Jack Frost met him there.
Oh okay.
And
I know Jack.
Mm-hmm. And the drummer from King's X was there.
Oh good.
It was a good night. It was a good night. The House of Independence in Asbury Park, very cool new venue.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So we had a good time.
It looked like it from the pictures. It looked fabulous.
Yeah, we had a good time. We had a good time.
And they rocked, right? You said they really rocked?
Yeah. Wow. They made me a fan. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what.
I saw the drum solo.
Yes. Yes, Estelle went Facebook Live.
Absolutely.
With the drum
solo. God she did. It was fantastic.
I'm standing behind her, like two people behind her, and I look, and I'm thinking, she's Facebook Live. So I went on my phone. I'm like, nice. Yeah. All of a sudden, I see her. She didn't turn around because she couldn't. I see her just start laughing.
Nice.
So we had a good time. The M Cube got a lot of nice pictures.
Oh, good.
As did Estelle. They both had photo passes. So
we'll
be reviewing that show shortly. But without further ado, as they say in acting, I guess. Is that where they say that?
Where do
they say
real estate.
Real estate?
We don't want him to run out of the room.
He's already over there being patient with us.
Very.
Mr. Jeff Fiedler is here from Aqualung Records. Aqualung Records. Yeah. I screwed up already. All right. Well, hello, Jeff, and thank you for making a trip down to see us this evening here.
No, thank you for having me.
You're a musician yourself.
Yes.
Right? So you're kind of looking at life from both sides now, to borrow Judy Collins. Correct. I'm working. Who's singing?
That's Calamite. It's your
Barbie.
Engineer.
It's the engineer.
I'm practicing up for next Friday.
Did you drink anything on the way back here?
That's a yes. That's a yes face.
Wow. That's definite yes.
So, okay. All right, so you've started this record company.
Yes.
And our good friend Frank from the Paper Jets.
Yes.
Right? Is it his album, Dust of Days, that is...
Yeah, this is a solo project, yes.
Right. This is the first release on the label, or...?
Yep, our inaugural release. Came out 2 weeks ago.
Fantastic. All right.
Congratulations.
Tell us about it. Yeah, congratulations. Good for you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, tell us all about... All right, first of all, tell us all about the record company. As I take a deep breath, tell us all about the record company and why and how you started it.
Well, it was probably inevitable that I'd eventually start a label because I got into music at a very early age, like literally before I ever started school. And so, just started collecting pop albums back then. And because I got into music before I even could read proficiently, just I became acquainted with albums through the labels. So I developed like an early fascination with labels. So I could use that as a guide for whether I'd like something, because you'd be like, the albums with like the Granny Smith apple in the center are always good, or things like that. So as I was growing up, like when I would make mixtapes for people, like if they wanted some of my songs, I had a tendency just to come up with like a fake label just to put on like the spines of the cassettes, just because I thought make it look semi-legit anyway. And just so I've always had a fascination with a label, and but never really thought about starting one up until back in January, and I really have Frank to thank for that because...
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Because he had... He had actually made this album before we started the label, and I would like I'd like to be able to say that I had something to do with the album, but it was all him. Like my only input was just in the sequencing, and so he put this album together, brought the final product to me, and just asked like how it should be sequenced, and then he just said, can you help me put this out? And I'm like, oh, sure, whatever I can do to help. And he was like, all right, let's put this out on your label, because I'd actually come up with a label, the label name for Aqualun and a logo design for it years earlier and just never did anything with it. And he was like, all right, you know what, let's make this the inaugural release on Aqualun. And initially I hesitated because I'm like, really? Because I didn't want to just put out one record. Like if I was going to do Aqualun, I wanted to make sure that it had some longevity to it, that there was a catalog and that it wasn't just a one-off thing. But as soon as he proposed that, I went to one of my other friends who's also with the label, James Harold, and when I told him that Frank wanted to do this and put it out on Aqualun, he said, can I join as well? Oh. So immediately I had two artists, so I was like, okay, I think we've got something here. So at that point, I was like, all right, let's do this.
Very nice, cool.
So, well, as, you know, take this back even a little further, what made you decide, you know what, I want to go on that end instead of being a musician trying to put it on a record label?
I'm just a huge music fanatic in general. Just okay. I've been a disc jockey. I still DJ as a mobile disc jockey in my part time, and I also am a columnist for the Great Albums podcast blog, and so just anything music, I definitely get caught up in.
Oh, you're Brian's partner?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
I've read about you before us meeting today about that, and about the millions of records. Like you have like a bunch of records, right? A bunch of, I don't know whether they're vinyl or
vinyl.
CDs
they're
or
vinyl.
What are they, vinyl records that you actually collect that you have?
Yes, yeah.
That's amazing.
Now I have massive vinyl collection, like literally thousands.
Yes. Oh, okay. Because your name just, I read that about you. Yeah.
Do you have any Nectar?
Them I do not, no.
Somebody in the world bought it. I don't.
I'm familiar with the band, though.
Are you?
Yes.
How about Renaissance?
Love Renaissance. I have quite a few of their albums.
I did four tours. That they're baiting you, you know, on my behalf, right? You know, so you know, I did.
Four, we would do that to Shalanda.
I did four tours with them a little while ago. So I just did.
Really, that is awesome. Now, yeah. I'd heard of them before, but I didn't really get into them until like early last year because I picked up their live album.
Yeah.
And from there I was hooked. So I've gotten a lot of their other albums since.
Yeah, they're a great band.
Northern Lights is such an amazing song.
Yeah, it's great.
Where's your guitar? You want to play a little?
I just brought it today. I didn't.
Yes, Mr. Shalanda toured with them for several years.
That's incredible. Yeah.
And he was
also in Nectar.
Ah.
And Fire Ballet.
Very cool.
That's why we have him here. He's our advisor when it comes to progressive classic rock.
I concur.
Wonderful.
And now he has his own thing.
Love prog
rock. And now he has his own thing. That's right. Flying Dreams. They did not put that out on vinyl.
Yeah.
At the moment.
I would have loved to.
But you know what? The CD looks like vinyl.
It does. True. Well, you know, having your vinyl collection, I mean, you have to love vinyl. You have to love that warm analog sound in vinyl. You have to just love that.
Oh yeah, you can definitely tell the difference, especially some kinds of music more than others. Like I know, I notice it the most with early Motown. Like you listen to early Motown RCD versus the original vinyl, and there's a world of difference.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The sound is so much more alive.
Well, the world needs you. You know, I mean, the world needs you and folks like you, because I see a lot of kids listening to a lousy MP3 download with one headphone out. You know, like they're losing the whole experience of music.
Yeah.
You know, so
have you been down to the vault yet in South Jersey?
Yes.
Have you? Yeah. And down there to see Graham and those guys, and that's amazing down there, isn't it? The RCA collection and so on and so forth. What was the first vinyl record that you ever purchased? Do you know?
First one I ever owned, because like I said, I got into it at an early age. So just my parents would actually pick up records for me at garage sales because they knew that just they could keep me busy that way. So I would just sit in front of a turntable for hours and just soak in pop records. So the first one I can remember owning that my mom picked up for me was Man Overboard by a guy named Bob Welch.
Who
used to be in Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac, yeah.
Yeah. And so that was the first I can remember owning, and I loved it right away. I still listen to it regularly. It's a phenomenal album. And the first I can remember actually buying was, and I'm dating myself here because it was brand new when I bought it, but Kilroy Was Here by Styx.
Oh.
Wow.
Cool.
Wow. And they just put their first album out in like 14 years, too.
Yeah.
Styx has.
I was a huge Styx fanatic growing up.
Were you?
And and it's funny too because like what I'm wearing now, you can't see me obviously, but just I have a standard outfit that I like to wear when I go out and play live because I like to dress up. And not that long ago, I saw the video to "Girls with Guns" by Tommy Shaw, like the first single he put out after Styx initially broke up. And as I'm watching the video, I realize that I have copied his entire look, not just the outfit, but the same. We had the same guitar. So as I'm watching the video, I'm like, "This is me."
Yeah.
I subconsciously lifted his.
I actually bumped into Tommy Shaw backstage at the Styx Don Felder show several years ago in Camden, and he looks a lot bigger on stage, let me tell you. he's not that tall a guy.
Tommy Foote, no.
Yeah, I was like, wow. But yeah, so through were your parents big lovers of music, or did they just buy you vinyl because they wanted to occupy you?
No, they're both music fans. My dad more so than my mom, but okay. Everybody in my family has really different music tastes, so I got to absorb a lot of different kinds of music. Like my mom's a hardcore Rolling Stones fan.
Okay.
My dad was into a lot of Motown, just Temptations, Supremes, okay. Four Tops, that sort of thing. And my sister was into a lot of 80s new wave and alternative. So, yeah, I just...
Do you still talk to her?
Yes.
Just had to ask. Well, what did you like growing up?
I loved all those. I mean, I absorbed.
Other than Styx, obviously.
I absorbed all those influences that just everybody in the house was listening to. So I listened to all of that. And I listened to a little of everything. It's hilarious just how eclectic my collection is. It's actually a joke with some of my friends because. There's almost nothing I won't listen to. So when they'll come over and they'll look through albums and they'll just be like things that have no connection to each other whatsoever, that'll be side by side because they'll be flipping through a stack of albums and it'll be maybe like Zappa and Nine Inch Nails. And then under that will be something like Carpenters or Barry Manilow.
Oh, cool.
I thought it was going to be more like because his sister, him, you know, like, oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Come sail away with me. Coming from each room and somehow meshed together.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
There's a combo.
Yeah.
Well, he said 80s.
There's
know.
A combo you won't find on a McDonald's menu.
Never.
It's the eclipse.
It's the eclipse? You
it's
think
the
so?
Eclipse, yeah.
No, it's. I'm telling you, it's Mercury retrograde because Thursday.
I thought that was done.
Thursday, I had my column that goes up every Thursday. I had that done, complete.
So he said.
Ready to go.
Here's the dog ate my
All mama. I had to do was. Put at the bottom, you know, to discover more about Captain Beyond and put their website. And I sat at my lunch and I leaned back for a second just to stretch at my desk and I watched the entire thing disappear off my computer.
Wow, bro.
I said, where did that go? I looked in a deleted file. I looked in the sent file. I looked everywhere. All it said was this message was sent. And I'm thinking, how can it be sent? I didn't have an address in it. And... And sure enough, it was gone.
Wow.
Gone.
It
went to the bit bucket.
Oh.
Well, wherever it went, it was not in the system anymore. And I went home. I went home, and fortunately, I had a draft in this computer that had half of my listings that were complete, but I had to start all over from scratch.
But you had moral support through the whole thing when you had to rewrite that.
Yes.
Captain Beyond, is that Peter Banks?
No, that's that Captain Beyond was formed. Do you have any of their stuff, Captain Beyond?
Captain Beyond, no.
Captain Beyond?
Yes, I do have quite a bit of stuff that Peter Banks has been on, though.
Yeah.
Because he was in a lot of bands. Like, he was original member of Yes.
Yes.
And then he went on to form Flash.
I'm thinking Captain Beyond is Flash. Yeah, I knew it was Flash. A superhero. Okay.
And then, and then the 80s, he went on to be in After the Fire, who did Der Kommissar.
Oh, okay, good. Wow.
Whoa. Well, Captain Beyond was formed.
That's good.
Was really what was considered the first, quote-unquote, super group.
Oh, okay.
It was Bobby Caldwell on drums,
okay.
Who I interviewed for the article that disappeared. Bobby Caldwell on drums, who had played with Johnny Winter, and he also played with the Allman Brothers. He was the drummer. Rod Evans from the original Deep Purple was the singer.
Oh.
And then the guitar and bass player were Larry Rhino Reinhart and... Len Dorman, I think, from Iron Butterfly.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they got together and they put out an album, and they had like God knows how many personnel changes. And Bobby just decided there. Now, unfortunately, Reinhart died of cancer, and then 9 months later, so did Dorman.
Oh.
So there went the guitarist and the bass player, and Evans is totally out of music. He's in the medical field now, as far as anybody can tell. They have no real knowledge of his whereabouts. So Caldwell put the band back together. They were just at Kung Fu Necktie in Philadelphia last night. So, but kind of interesting stuff. I got their disc. I haven't finished listening to the whole thing yet, but I have it.
So. When's that coming out so we could read it?
It was out Thursday.
It was out? Oh, Thursday. Okay. Yeah.
At about midnight, I finally got it online.
I got to read that.
So, okay. So you have this massive collection of records, and you decide. Well, you play guitar, right? You said
play a little of everything: guitar, drums, keyboards, bass.
What was your first instrument?
I picked up piano and drums simultaneously. About. Roughly the same time.
Okay.
And I was maybe 7.
I give you credit. I would have wanted to do one or the other. I guarantee it wasn't piano. Drums just seem more fun.
Oh yeah, no. I leapt at the chance to do drums because I was always, it seemed like I was always banging on some kind of box, but just what definitely compelled me to want to learn drums, the one drum fill towards the end of Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds. Oh. Just it's so brilliant. Yeah. A fill. I was like, I want to learn how to play that. So after that, I got a drum kit for Christmas the next year and just have been drumming ever since.
Wow. So would you say that was like your watershed moment as far as wanting to be a musician or wanting to do that?
Yeah, that definitely, because I'd already been writing songs at that point, but I wasn't really performing. But just with that, like I said, I kind of picked up drums and piano simultaneously. And so I didn't really have a band for a while, but I could go out at least and just play songs on piano at talent shows. So I did a lot of talent shows growing up. And ironically, yeah, one of the things going back to one of your older questions that why I wanted to do a label was that it is nice being on the other side of things because I enjoy performing, but I do it mostly because just people seem to like it when I do it because like people respond to my music and they think I'm a good performer. I don't think I'm a good performer. Like I've always thought my strength is more as a songwriter. So like I'd be happy as a lark actually like just writing hits for other people. But because people respond favorably to me as a performer, that does keep me going out there and playing shows every once in a while. But it's nice to take a backseat from that and help promote other people's music. Nice. So.
Very nice.
Well, and being on both sides, you know, we were talking a little bit, and Trish, before she left, was laughing. Because I said in our Facebook Live video about the death of the you know, record industry, of record companies. And she's like, you got the guy who's got a start in a record company, and you're saying
the death of the record. She gave it to you pretty good. Well,
but the point is that, you know, the labels such as yours are the only labels out there today that actually matter.
Yeah.
You know, because the big record labels, the you know, the Sonys, the I don't even know how many are left. You don't have to answer this because you might be incriminated.
No. I mean, we just did the orchard thing, Sony. I mean, that's as far as that I go with them. You know, it's distribution.
I mean, they're all distribution now. They're not like they were when you were with Nectar. You know, they're not.
No.
Here you go, guys. Here's an advance. Give me three albums in 4 years, and go hit the road and bring me money.
Well, it used to be that way. You used to get an advance and write songs in the studio. You know, just book a big studio for $300 an hour and travel around the world and just sit there for weeks and months and just write as the tab's going up. Those days are over, right? Unless you do it yourself.
Yeah.
Well, which is why a guy like our guest tonight, Mr. Fiedler, is so important.
Very important.
These smaller labels like this. Absolutely. Because you're giving... You know, the guy who only can afford a $40 an hour, $50 an hour recording studio in somebody's basement or one of the smaller indie recording studios, that, you know, they record it, they bring it to you, and they say, help me.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do any recording or anything, do you? For these artists of yours, do you have your own facilities?
Not my own, Ned. Yeah, I don't have a home studio or anything.
Okay.
But I have co-produced some records in the past. So,
okay. Yeah. All right, so you get in on the production end.
Yeah. I've helped out with the Paper Jets, actually, just with some of their past albums. I've both co-written and co-produced some tracks. So.
Okay. And you do that. Actually, when we come back, we got to go to break in a couple minutes, but when we come back, we're gonna play music from one of the Aqualung artists. You've sent me several. MP3s that we're gonna play. We're gonna be going to break very shortly, but when Brian was in here, he spoke. I mean, you're a musician. You've got the record company, which we're gonna get into that when we come back, also from the break. And you've got this podcast that is like one of the most successful podcasts in the country right now.
Yeah.
You guys were number one there for a while, right?
We were, yes.
Or still are. I mean, I mean,
all the credit for that really goes to Brian and Bill, because they are the actual podcast host. I've sat in as a guest host, I think, 5 or 6 times, but my role with them is kind of mostly confined to writing all the articles on their blog or on the website. I handle about 90% of that content. But, the podcast itself has been just massive hit. And, Brian and Bill have done a phenomenal job with that.
Yeah, he was telling me about it when he was a guest of the program. Yeah.
Well, when they first started off, it was just like they had friends on just to get it going. But they've graduated to the point where, like, they've actually had people on now who have had hits. Like, Right Said Fred came on and did a show, which was really surreal, so...
Nice.
It's really grown.
There was a couple others too that have come in studio, right? Guys that were.
Joni Stevens from Big Star. He did a show with them.
And I remember Brian telling me. I can't remember off the top of my head who they were, but that was that was fantastic. Good for him. Good for them. Good for you. There's a lot of good going around.
Well, you know what it is. What I'm feeling here, I think we're all feeling it, is a genuine love that you have. For music, for the business, and just you just love what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And that's just shooting out of everything here. And that's what makes everything very real and just makes me feel great to have you as a guest and everything. It's wonderful to have you here because you're real deal. You love it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's true.
Yes?
I'm watching you multitask.
I am multitasking. We're gonna take a, it's time to go to break, John. What do you think? All right, we're gonna go to break. We're gonna go see if John left anything in a river. We'll be back.
It's in the woods.
This is Rock on Radio. I'm Danny Coleman. My guest tonight is Jeff Fiedler of Aqualung Records, and we'll be right back.
I'm Deirdre Anderson with Delish Catering.
And I'm Laura Mangone from Chambers Walk Cafe and Catering.
And we'd like you to join us on Food for Thought, where what do we talk about, Laura? We talk about restaurants, we talk about
pet
recipes,
peeves,
pet peeves, bitchy hostesses.
All sorts of food-related items.
All sorts of
Tune
food
in.
Stuff, and sometimes not so much food stuff. We go off on segues, but we have a lot of fun, don't we?
Absolutely.
So join us on Food for Thought.
PANJRadio.com, 1 o'clock weekdays.
PANJ Radio serves the Delaware River towns of Lambertville, New Jersey, and New Hope, Pennsylvania, as well as surrounding counties Bucks, Hunterdon, and Mercer. Now, there's a great new app for your smartphone to help you get the best deals in Lambertville and New Hope, including restaurant discounts, plus a handy directory of everything happening here, a calendar of events like live musical performances and gallery openings, and listings on everything from where to get the best pizza to the best parking spot. You can download the app for free in no time by searching for Lambertville New Hope on your smartphone's app page. But there's more. Got a business you'd like advertised on the app? Have we got a deal for you? Just go to lnhapp.com, click Choose Your Plan, then submit coupon code PANJRADIO. Our code will save you the $39.99 setup charge. Once again, go to www.lnhapp.com and click the Choose Your Plan, then add the coupon code PANJRADIO to save the $39.99 setup charge on your business listing. The cost to promote your business on the LNH app is just $9.99 per month or $100 for the entire year. And remember, downloading and using the app is absolutely free. And by using the PANJ Radio code, you pay no setup charge. It's our way of thanking you for listening to PANJ Radio, your Delaware River Town's community radio station.
All right, welcome back to Rock On Radio. I am your host, Danny Coleman. I'm joined in studio by the M-Cube photographer, Mr. Rich Shalanda, Marianne Costello, my co-host, and our guest this evening, well, engineer John as well, and our guest this evening, Jeff Fiedler of Aqualung Records. So why, now my phone's going off. Why is that happening again?
I don't know. You instruct all of us to turn our phones off.
I did. Oh, no, I had to turn it on for the failed show opener. I'm sorry. Forgot to turn it off. So before we get into the artists, now you've sent me some artists. You sent me Dust of Days. You sent me
James Harold and Sleeping Satellites.
Okay. Now they're the three artists that you've got signed to the label thus far.
The ones we've officially confirmed.
Okay,
yes. We actually have two to announce later down the road.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. Oh, we got a phone call. Oh, okay. Nice. Hello. Welcome to Rock On Radio. Who is this?
This is your buddy, George.
Oh, it's George.
It's George.
What can we do for you, George?
Where does the Spell Mastery fit in all this wonderful knowledge you have going on tonight?
I have. I want to know why you continue to call me thinking I am the pipeline to a Spell Mastery.
Coleman, I saw you with her the other night. I just want to let you know we are watching.
Who is this? Is this Joe Howe? I saw you with her the other night.
Where?
I think Callan was with her more than I was. They were up front of the stage shooting away up there. Oh, good Lord. You guys know who George is, don't you?
I wish I could tell you I did. I think. Well, was there anybody at... Well, he's saying that he saw you. So where were you with Estelle? You were at the Dead Daisy.
At the Dead Daisy show, yeah.
So did you see anybody in, like, a yellow raincoat?
Did I see a stalker?
No, like Curious George.
Yeah, like Curious George.
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking is?
Yeah.
And a slicker?
He saw you. Did you see him? You don't even know who you're looking for.
I have no idea who I'm looking for. Probably Siegel. That's Siegel disguising his voice.
It could be.
It could be.
He's got a call now. So you've got, wow, that's very exciting. You've got three confirmed and more on the way. So
yes.
That's fantastic. Well, we're going to do a tune right now from our good buddy Frank, drummer of the Paper Jets, and his solo project, right?
Yeah, Dust of Days.
I have two. Which one would you like me to play? I have Heavy, and I have Gamma Ray.
We'll start with Heavy.
Okay. Now, this is Frank. How's he say his last name?
Lethierry.
Lethierry, right? Frank Lethierry. Drummer of the Paper Jets, and he has a solo project where he, you know, incredibly talented man. He was in here with the Paper Jets, and yes. He was, why do I think he was in, well, I want to say he was in here by himself.
He was.
He was, right? He came in as a solo, get one of the shows we recorded, right? Yeah, yeah, okay. Frank, great guy. Good, so it was easy, I'm sure, to sign him, you know, without... Come on, Frank. Oh, yeah. There was no hesitation there, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, Frank's probably my best friend, actually. Just our relationship goes back all the way to college. We worked at the Ryder radio station together.
Oh, okay. You worked at the Bronc also?
Yeah.
There?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. All right. Which one did you want? Heavy?
Heavy. Heavy. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to talk about it before I play it, or should we just let it rip?
Yeah, just an intro by just saying it's been getting reviews have been pouring in for it. He's had a lot of local publications review it, and it's been phenomenal response so far. So
okay,
yeah, and comes from Analog Mindbender.
Oh, all right. Well, this is Frank Lethierry, Dust of Days, and his tune called "Where'd It Go?" Come here. His tune called "Heavy." Of Days and their tune called
Heavy.
Heavy.
Nice.
That's off of, well, that's, how many tunes are on this? 12 full length CD by Aqualung. Neat little, with the Q bigger. So why do we call it Aqualung Records?
It's kind of a funny story. Everybody always just kind of assumes it's a Jethro Tull reference. Mm-hmm. And I do like Jethro Tull. I don't listen to a lot of them. Actually, my favorite song of theirs is Under Wraps, which I think I'm the only person whose favorite Jethro Tull song is Under Wraps. But I actually got the idea. When I was trying to come up with a label name, I was just flipping through albums for inspiration, and I actually got the idea from David Bowie. And I think I've only told one person that, and they were like, how is Aqualung a David Bowie reference? And the reason why was... if you go back to his late 70s albums, and I brought one with me, just as a visual for those in the studio. The catalog number at the very top, it starts with AQL1. And when I saw that out of the corner of my eyes, I'm flipping through albums, I'm like, Aqualung. Oh. My brain just works like that for some reason. So
it's funny you answer that, because we have a listener who actually just wrote in and said, ask if Aqualung Records has anything to do with Jethro Tull.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so you're right.
But it actually just came from Bowie. And then so as soon as I came up with the name, then I just kind of put the logo together. And as soon as I did that with the enlarged Q, I was that, yep, this looks perfect. This is going to be the label name.
Oh,
so
that's great story.
Yes, it does have a large Q. Now, how can we find you? How can we find Aqualung Records? How can we find Jeff Fiedler? You have websites, social media, Twitter. What do we? How do we find you?
We are on Facebook.com/Aqualung Music.
Okay. Facebook.com/Aqualung Music. Anything for you personally, or is there anything sticking strictly with the record company?
For Dust of Days, they have a site at dustofdays.bandcamp.com, and I have a site for my own music at sleepingsatellites.bandcamp.com.
Okay. Oh, is that your band, Sleeping
Yes.
Satellites?
Yeah.
Ah, and who is in that band?
It is mostly myself. I did most of it as a one-man band project, actually.
Okay.
I actually had Frank's help with that. Frank did just what instrumentation on that I didn't play, and he helped me co-produce it, so...
Is okay. that any relation to Tasman Archer's song, Sleeping Satellites?
Very good. That is where I got the name from.
Oh.
Ah, great song.
I love that song.
She is so underrated.
I know.
See? Well.
No, John knows his stuff here.
I'm telling you.
John knows.
I occasionally got a brain cell or two to rub together.
John knows. Very nice.
The effects of New Hope must be wearing off. John, you have a gig coming up, huh?
Yeah.
You're going to sacrifice? You said you're going to expose yourself again. I started looking for bail money.
Well, you bailed me out last time. So, no, this coming Friday at the Unionville Winery, I'll be doing the open mic night.
Could you say the song you're going to play? Tell us, because that was a great story.
I was going to, since at the passing of Glenn Campbell, I decided I was going to do Wichita Lineman as kind of a tribute memorial to him, because he did influence me in my younger days.
That's great.
Okay. That's, you know what? That's a very tough song to sing.
No, it's not.
No?
No, because
maybe for you to sing, Danny.
I've been singing it for almost 50 years, so I guess I got it down.
Well, Jocko and Callan, you've seen my band, right? The Boss Radio AM Gold band, right?
Brag.
Correct. And
he's got his own mic right over there.
He's got his own mic here. His own mic he refuses to use, Shalanda. Don't worry about it.
I hook him up.
And I'll even turn it up for him if you want.
I made him the co-host last week. He didn't, and he was like giving me dirty looks the whole night. So
I just wanted to hook a brother up.
And our keyboard player is actually one of the more talented, or one of our two keyboard players is actually one of the more talented musicians in the area. Mm-hmm. And he did, you know, Wichita Lineman, and he really struggled with it. And I thought just with some of the weird key signatures in there that...
Well, since it was written by Jimmy Webb, mm-hmm. There is not what you would call a normal chord within the entire song.
Right.
his songs are complex. I've tried teaching some of them to myself, and most of them I've not been able to master yet.
Yeah, because you can tell he comes from a jazz background,
at least
just from the chord structures and the changes.
Well, that's MacArthur Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, symphonic.
What?
Okay.
Well, no, just saying. Just saying.
MacArthur Park, ain't that...
Donna Summer.
No, no. I
know.
Oh, no.
No.
The real
Richard
version.
Harris was the original.
Yeah.
Richard Harris.
The real version.
Donna Summer girl. I know.
Getting back to the guest.
Right, getting back to our guest. What is it you want, Jeff? You have an entire list there of things that I'm assuming you either A, want to talk about, or B, thought that I would have the smarts enough to ask. Well, that was your first mistake.
How many off your list did he ask so far? What, did he get one?
Quite a few.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
See, Danny, you're good.
I'm the great Colmack.
And how many people know what that reference is?
Well, everybody here knew. We're all over 40, though. Some of us are older than that.
I hold in my hand.
That's right. Hermetically sealed. So, okay, go ahead. Quiz me. Pick a topic off your own paper. All right, so you start this record label, and what did you have to do? Take us through the steps. What did you have to do to get it up and running?
Not much initially, because like I said, our inaugural release, Frank already had the album done. So at that point, I just kind of helped him sequence the tracks and help him just take the final steps, like putting the packaging together, just getting it sent out, and giving him a catalog number. So I had to do very little. And just since then, it's just been a matter of just keeping everything organized and just going around and talking to people, networking. I've been getting out to a lot of shows.
Okay.
So you're actively seeking...
Yes, yeah.
Artists for the label, and what is it you're going to? Are you more of a distribution thing than you are an actual record label? I mean,
yeah, we actually have a really radically different business model from your regular label, and that was deliberate because for one thing, it's different being a local label than a national label, because for one thing, it's harder to keep track of like record sales when you're a local label, because everything is like being done at shows. You're not functioning on SoundScan or anything like that. And plus, on the local scene, there is a tendency among artists to want to do everything just DIY.
Yes.
You don't see a lot of local artists actually signed to labels, but having spent so many years in radio myself, just I know like the appeal that a label has, because just if you do recognize where it's coming from, like a CD that comes in, you're more excited to open it. So there is value to being on a label. So I designed the model to be just cater to people who wanted to remain as DIY as possible. So I leave most things just in the hands of the artists. Like, they get to just set their own budgets, make their own release dates, pick their own singles, even decide how the profits are distributed, because we don't actually take a cut of profits on any of the record sales.
Oh.
No?
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah, because we figure just...
Indie artists, are you paying attention to this?
That was, yes, a big thing that he just said. Yeah, a very big thing.
How do we find you again?
Facebook.com/Aqualung Music.
Okay. Now, did you hear what he said? They do not take a cut of sales. So how do you make your money?
Or
how do you hope to make money?
Initially, we weren't concerned about that, because we're just at this point, we're just looking to like promote music we love and sign artists. But longer term, like as the roster grows, like we were going to make money just sponsoring like label festivals, like music festivals and other music related events.
That's great. So you're growing you're growing all together.
Yeah. So we're growing all together.
Yeah, that's great.
We'll like rent out equipment to artists if they need it. And we can, myself and other people involved with the label, we can hire ourselves out as producers or whatever other help
that's
they
great.
Might need with an album, whether it's like packaging, putting videos together. But they have that option. Like if they don't want to use us, they don't have to. So if they don't want to spend any money, they don't have to, and we'll give them free promotions. So.
That's great.
I wish my hair would do that. Grow all together. Instead of like a patch here, patch
piece by piece.
Wow. Now that is, not only is that admirable, Mr. Shalanda, what he's saying. I mean, you know, you've dealt with record companies, and you've seen the good, the bad, and the really ugly.
I have.
That is not only refreshing to hear, but it's, and I wasn't kidding when I said indie artists, are you listening? You
know? Well, a lot of indie artists are lost. You know that, because you help them too. And they need direction.
I help them. That's why they are lost.
I was going to put you on the spot and say, you know, hi, Jeff. My name is Marianne. I'm a new indie artist, and I heard about your record label, and I want to know how we can work together, and how would you go about doing that if somebody is an indie artist and they don't know what questions to ask or what they're in for, really?
Well, we naturally do some scouting ourselves. Like we look for acts that we want to involve, but we also invite just other artists to reach out to us. They can go to our Facebook page and just private message us and just let us know that they're interested. In which case, we would go out and see one of their shows. And at that point, we go back to, we allow everybody that's on the label to have a voice in who's on the label, because we want all the artists to admire each other so that they'll want to work together. So right. When you do label festivals, everybody wants to be playing alongside each other, because I play at shows myself where just the bands on the bill have no relation whatsoever, and it becomes a bit of a nightmare. So, yeah, we want the artists to like each other. So, yeah, once we've seen you, we'll go back to the other artists. If they also like you, we'll come back to another show, at which point, we do make a formal process of it. Like, I'll come out and present you with a golden envelope, which is like the official invite, just to make it official. And at that point, there's no contracts involved. Like, you don't have to sign anything. It's just a handshake deal.
It's like the golden ticket.
Yes.
Which he just pulled out of his pocket.
Exactly. It's like a golden ticket. Wow.
Our listener, Mr. Ed Truman, just asked the question, is the music mostly sold over the internet?
It is both. My own releases so far, I've done digitally for the time being. That will change. But with Dust of Days, that is a physical CD release. And James Harold's album will also be a CD release.
Okay. Speaking of James Harold, I've got a couple of tunes from him. Would you like us to play one right now?
Let's do that.
Okay. I see. Oh, you know what? I never even opened this email. I just saw what you wrote here, that he cannot make the show tonight. God, all right. I won't hold that against him anymore then. Since we had a prior warning. Now, you've sent me Daylight, and what'd you send me?
Yeah, Daylight Savings Time.
Daylight Savings Time, and...
Everybody's Got the Right to Be Happy.
Okay, which one would you like to play?
Daylight Savings Time.
Daylight Savings Time.
Great one.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, this is Rock on Radio. If you want to give us a call tonight, you can do so at 609-460-4673. If you call and all you hear is the show, please do not hang up. We know you are there, but we cannot answer until we have a break or we have the proper moment. But please do not hang up on us. And if you are George, no, I still do not know Estelle's whereabouts this evening.
But if you do call in...
Cannot lie. I was chance. With her and Kenny Siegel. What do we have a chance for? What?
To get the CD.
Oh, we're going to give one away. That's
yes.
right. Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that.
To the
behind
next
every good man is a better woman.
I know. You keep that's like that. 22 shows in a row that you've said that.
Because you keep leaving that open.
Keep that opening.
Yes, you do.
All right. Yeah, we will give away a Dust of Days CD, the very first release on Aqualung Records.
Nice.
We'll give that away. We'll give away some Rock on Radio lube. We'll give away some bumper stickers. What else we want to throw in? Extreme Chakra Cleansing for a Supercharged Life.
Yes.
Yep.
By my award-winning author, co-host, Marianne Costello. We have done, and with all the music done by our music director, Chakra Khan, a.k.a. Rick Shalanda. But right now, we're going to play a tune by James Harold. And this is a song that's called Daylight. Where is it? There we go. Come, it's not playing. There it is.
You know as well as I do, baby, that this love was not meant to be. Still I can't shake this feeling lately that somehow you every now And I'm no stranger to a heartbreak. I'm not afraid of an empty room. If time's a healer, I'm in last place. Cause there is no getting over you. Every now and then I see your face. Every now and then I hear your voice. If I could just go back and change my mind. Ooh, daylight savings
Welcome back to Rock On Radio. That was James Harold off of his album.
Not titled yet. It's actually, just still a work in progress. And that's even a track in progress that he just wanted to preview tonight. So.
Okay, well, there you go. I think we just named his album. It's called Work in Progress.
And a world premiere.
That's right. And a world premiere here on Rock On Radio. Have you been on any other radio programs? Pushing Aqualung Records, or is this the first?
No, this is the first pressing review I've done to promote the label, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. See that?
Another world premiere.
See, I'm telling you, I like that. We like that here at Rock On Radio. We have to take our second break of the evening, but when we come back, we'll be discussing, what are we going to discuss? You have it written down.
Yeah, just what we do for our artists.
There you go. Okay, we're going to go down that whole list. See? It's just,
he's got a whole legal pad over there.
That's
I love
right.
it.
I just give him
so
stuff.
Prepared.
You know what? You tell me what you want to talk about. That's how we do it here.
You're
at
good.
Yeah,
you're good.
Yes. I see. I am the best at doing the least.
That's so good at a dunk tank.
Oh, a dunk tank.
Yes.
Dunk tank kissing booth.
No, just the dunk tank.
I see. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back, too. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Again, if you want to reach out to us, you can do so at 609-460-4673. And we will gladly give you a copy of Aqualung Records artists, Dust of Days, Analog Mind Bender. All right, we'll be right back.
Business only gets one chance to make a first impression. That's why Green Birdie Productions offers free re-edits on every high-definition video we create. Our Emmy Award-winning staff and green screen special effects studio guarantee the quality we strive for. It's no wonder most of our business comes from referrals. Green Birdie Productions. Compelling video. Competitive price.
Hi, this is Thomas Johnston of White House Station, New Jersey, singer-songwriter of Irish Americana, and you're listening to PANJRadio.com in beautiful Lambertville, New Jersey, home of indie music, wonderful variety of shows, and great supporters of indie music throughout Hunterdon County and Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to Rock On Radio. I am here with... Boy, that was abrupt.
That was an AM fade.
Callan, you hear that, Callan? He's talking about AM radio gods. I am no longer an AM radio god.
Let me hear you an AM voice, Danny. Right. Give me an AM voice.
You want to give me an AM radio voice? Here we are. That's right, on Rock On Radio.
And we have someone on the line.
Oh, boy. Oh, hello. Who's this?
Molly.
Molly. Oh, Molly.
Did I call you?
Molly. How are you, Molly?
Hey, Molly.
I don't know if I'm calling at a good time.
It's never a good time.
It's never a good time for us. How are you, Molly? Are you listening to the program, I'm gathering?
Yeah, and I just heard what James played. That was pretty good.
Okay. Do you like James Harold's unreleased tune, which will be released on Aqualung Records? That is fantastic.
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a question for Mr. Aqualung Records for Jeff Fiedler?
I guess about his piano playing. How long has he been playing piano?
How long have you been playing piano?
I've been playing piano since I was 7, I believe. And I did take just formal lessons for maybe 2-3 years, and then we moved, and I didn't pick it up again. But I just kept at it, and just kept self-teaching myself what I didn't know, and just continued to play.
That's cool. I'm also a pianist, about beginner.
So mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful!
I'm a year into it.
Well, you have to start somewhere.
Yes.
Unfortunately, in music, you have to start at the beginning.
I didn't know you were actually a record company.
He is.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Aqualung Records, which we actually have a question from Ed, who's listening, Ed Truman. He wants to also know, is the label interested in only rock, or do you have an interest in jazz, soul, or any kind of funk?
All kinds of genres.
Okay.
Yeah.
All kinds of genres. So there you go. Yeah, so see that, Molly? He takes everybody.
Cool. Well, maybe one day when my music gets a little bit better, I might look into it.
Oof.
Well,
okay.
We also want to thank you, Molly, for all your support of the show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you
and
so
all our
much.
Guests. And you reach out to everybody and you post everything, and we thank you so much for your support.
You're very welcome.
Okay. All right, Molly. Well, you know what? We would you like a copy of Dust of Days CD, Analog Mind Bender? Because we can send that right out to you.
I think I'm good.
You think you're good?
Send it as a
I don't think I've ever had a listener turn down a prize pack.
I never did either.
Sorry. Can you send it like as an MP3 like, through email or no?
No, it's an actual CD his record label.
An actual CD we will mail to your home. You won't even have to get off the couch.
How much would it be?
It's free. All right. It's free. It's
yeah.
Free.
Yeah, you're a winner. You won the prize.
Yes.
Cool.
Molly, this is how it works. We're radio people. We give stuff away.
I'll message you guys later about it.
That's fine. That's perfect.
That's perfect.
We'll do that. All right, Molly. Thank you so much for
Thanks,
calling
Molly.
The program.
Thank you.
Rock on.
Bye. Rock on.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, I think you're going to run into that problem too, Jeff. You know, it's free. I don't want anything from you. I just want you to put our, you know, catalog number and name. Yeah, right. Because I run into that I wrote for the Trentonian for 4 years. I did their live local music column, a little more than 4 years. And, you know, I would go into bars and performance venues, and I'd be like, send me your listings. For what? So I can list them in the paper. Well, how much? Nothing. Yeah, right. How much? No, it costs you nothing. I'm not kidding. I just, you know, I want to, I'm comprising a list like the old column was years ago. Remember Duffy's Night Scene, Callan? Remember? This guy named Duffy used to write this column in the Trentonian. It literally was both pages, and it was the centerfold. And, you know, it had all business card size ads of every bar, and it had, you know, live music tonight, and it had the lit the bands and so on, and yeah. Yeah. And it was always accompanied by a, you remember Duffy's Night Scene, right, John? Always accompanied by an article. But when you go in there and you tell somebody it's free, I just want to list your bands. They look at you like, all right, get out of here. Like they don't believe me.
Well, that's true.
Well, because I think artists get used to that. I mean, even on the local level, because I do have most of my friends, it seems like, are musicians. And so I hear a lot of stories about where they will look at other labels. And there's been a resistance among a lot of local acts to sign with labels because they'll try to gouge them. Like they'll take too deep a cut of the profits.
They're the bad guys.
Yeah, they're the bad guys. Try to get them in some other way. So just like I have to assure people just when I do approach them that just we're not looking for anything from them other than just a willingness to put our logo and a catalog number on their CDs. We're not looking to get ownership of their master tapes or their songs. Just we just simply love music and we want to promote good stuff. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, and
it's unbelievable.
You know, somebody said something to me one time when I was back on AM radio about my advertising prices. And you know, I would go in there and I was charging what they were getting for AM radio, and people would look at me and say, that's too much money for AM radio. So I continued to lower the cost and lower the cost. And then I got down to the point where I had people look at me and say, well, that's too good to be true. Mm. You know, what? You know, it's almost as if they wanted to pay more money, but not too much money. Mm. You know? Yeah. And it's like you put of, I think it was Astronaut Jones, my good buddy Astronaut Jones, who said to me, you know, Danny, you know, you have to establish your worth. You know, because there are artists who feel, I'll give away the music and I'll make my money on the merch.
Yeah.
And then there are others who think, you know, I worked hard on this and I'm worth $7 for this CD. I'm worth $10 for this CD, $5 for this CD. The only problem is nobody wants to buy CDs of people they don't know. So other than friends and family, you know, they're looking and saying, you know, who the heck's James Harrell? Who are the Sleeping Satellites? Who are, you know I never heard of them guys.
Something really interesting. When we signed with The Orchard, and it came out, and on YouTube, they give videos of every song of the record away for nothing. They just laid list every song, and I said, should I link this so people could get these, or should I hide this? Because I'm also used to like either someone downloading a song or whatever. But it seems in today's world, and you'd know this more than I would at this point, is some people want to sample what's going on, and if they like it, they'll buy it. But right. But and they actually do buy it. There are downloads, but they like to listen to it and say, look, okay, I like it. I'm going to buy it because I'm not going to steal it. I'm going to support the artist. So there's some kind of mentality going on that's really cool. But when I first saw the Orchard release everything, I said, wow, what's going on here? Who's going to download? But it was because of that they are downloading. So it's strange. Strange.
Well, if there's nothing else positive going on in the record industry at the moment, I do think the resurgence in vinyl has helped to change some of that because it's helped the younger crowd appreciate packaging more.
Oh, yeah.
And for that reason, I think people are slowly getting back to wanting to own that physical copies again.
Graham Alexander said to me and Tom to the MQ when we went to the vault to do an interview piece, Graham looked at me and he said, if this was a book, this would be the hard copy.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to the paperback or the Kindle or the digital, you know, if music had a hardcover book, this would be it, the vinyl album.
Yeah.
He said, there's an entire generation, and he's only in his 30s, there's an entire generation of people that have never known an album. I remember when CDs came out, it was in the early to mid-80s, and I remember the very first CD I ever owned was Steve Winwood's Back in the High Life.
Nice.
Okay? And I remember thinking to myself, holy cow, I can actually hear everything. You know, Aerosmith, Toys in the Attic, and I hear Back in the Saddle. And all of a sudden, I could hear the whip crack, and I could hear the spurs jingle, and I could hear, you know, the guy yodeling. And I'm thinking, oh, this is really kicking vinyl's rear end. So I'm not a big vinyl guy, you know. However, you know, I don't see this or hear this warmth that everybody talks about. However, I am an analog guy.
Yeah.
I would rather have stuff recorded on 24, you know, 2-inch tape, 24-track, 2-inch tape, than I would with this point and click crap.
How about to read like liner notes and stuff in the old school?
Well, no, I like that's the part of albums I like. You know, the death of the record store, I think, was the death of the music industry. And like we talked about before, before we went on, you know, there's a quote, and it's no more. It's incredibly true. Steve Jobs killed the record industry. You know,
I definitely go along with that.
When you come out with Apple and you can start downloading and picking and choosing and
like 10,000 songs instead of like a vinyl record, you know, right. I mean, you know, like
can you imagine you can put your entire catalog of vinyl records on a thumb drive?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, geez, it's funny. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Rock on Radio. I'm Danny Coleman.
I'm Marianne Costello. always off cue.
No, I always do. No, it's like a deer in the headlights with me. I'm Rich Shalanda.
He's our reference point. Rich Shalanda. We have engineer John. We have the M Cube photographer with us. All for our guest Jeff Fiedler. We have a studio audience of Jocko.
Yay.
Jocko, who just ate cherry vanilla ice cream.
Didn't share.
In front of us. No. He ate cherry vanilla.
Oh, no, he's behind me.
Oh, I'm behind.
He stood up.
Jocko, he did it behind my back, is what he's saying.
I'm the only one facing him.
Right?
See? Thanks, Jocko.
Jocko stands up and says, I'm going for ice cream.
Yeah.
He had to say, hey, nah, 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 nah. He walked out.
He walked out and he came back with ice cream.
See? Yeah. You can do that in Lamberville.
They have great ice cream, though. They do.
I don't know. I have not had
it. Homemade.
Our guest is Jeff Fiedler, and he is the, you were the, the grand poobah of Aqualung Records.
Founder and ringleader. That's what I tend to call myself. Yeah.
So,
will you be releasing any of your new artists on vinyl? That is next stage sometimes?
There's no plans to in the immediate future, but down the road, I would absolutely love to do that.
I'm sure you would. Yeah, I know. That's wonderful. Yeah.
Are there any mastering houses left?
There are, actually. This Analog Mindbender, one of the neatest things about it is, well, for one thing, that they actually made a point of, they flew to Minnesota and recorded the album there in the same studio that Nirvana recorded In Utero, and on the anniversary of the day that they went to record that, and they ended up, and they also had the album mastered by Bob Ludwig, who's mastered so many countless classic rock albums.
Sterling, there used to be a place on Sterling Sound in New York. Bob Ludwig.
Yeah. They actually talked about that when they were here, making some iconic photograph. Yeah. Somewhere inside that studio.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Speaking of Ludwig, Ludwig. My drum set's a Ludwig, and Jocko's father's name is Ludwig. And I tried to get his father to sign all my drums. I figured we could make some cash that way.
did he do it?
No, he didn't do it. Okay. His father looked at me like, huh?
Ludwig von drum set.
Yeah, right? Oh, I'm thinking, look, it's a signed Ludwig.
You're scheming, Danny Coleman.
Hey, I need cash.
How is your truck?
My truck is dead, Jim.
But thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, I had to go back there. You know what? Tell us, we were talking. So what is it that Aqualung Records does for its artists? Because then we'll play something from your band, Sleeping Satellites.
Yeah. Well, aside from not taking any money away from the artist, which is probably the biggest point, it's just a way to offer them free promotion, just whatever we do in the way of, like, we can advertise their records, their shows, just on our website, social media, and just any publicity we do through just, like, podcasts, print articles, TV spots. They can benefit from that all at no cost to them, just help market their music to radio, and just as our roster grows and we start putting actual shows together, just provide them with additional chances to play live that they don't have to book themselves.
Yeah, that's a big one. What you call it? You called it a label festival or like that.
Yeah.
I never heard that term before. I don't know why, but I never heard that. And just getting this whole vibe with you here,
Aquafest.
That's huge.
That's what we'll call it.
Aquafest.
Aquafest.
Yeah, man. That's huge.
Oh, well, you know. So, I mean, again, if you're just tuning in, this is Rock on Radio. My guest tonight is Jeff Fiedler, the main man, the owner, chief executive officer, cook and bottle washer for Aqua Long Records. He does it all. We've already gotten a couple of indie artists wanting to know, you know, if you take the one guy said if you take different genres, and, you know, another one said if you concentrate just on rock, and, you know. We've got a tune from your band, actually. You've sent me two here. Yeah. You've sent me Devil May Care and Don't Settle. These tunes are just you. You're playing everything on here, huh?
Mostly. I think on Don't Settle, I'm actually playing all the instruments, and Devil May Care, I did all the guitar work, I believe, and Frank insisted on playing the drum part, which he did a fabulous job of, because he just really loved the song and was itching to play the drums on it, so I was like, go for it. Okay. And so, I think he nailed it in the take, too.
Oh, all right, we got a phone call again? Oh, all right, who's calling us tonight? Hello, welcome to Rock on Radio.
Hey. Danny.
Yes.
Kenny Siegel.
Hey, Kenny.
It's Kenny
Siegel. Hey, how are you, Marianne?
Good, how are you?
Where's Richie?
He's here.
Okay.
What's going on?
How are you guys doing? Everybody good?
We're good.
You know, I wanted to ask Jeff, what does he expect from the artists?
I don't expect anything, actually. As I said earlier, like all we request of our artists, just in terms of what we're getting out of them, is just a willingness to put our just logo and a name and catalog number on their records, and that's really all we're looking for them. And as far as what music they put together for us to put out, we stay out of that entirely. Like just let them make the albums they want to. We don't interfere creatively unless they specifically come to us asking for our input. But otherwise, they're free to do their own thing, pick their own singles.
Well, Kenny's an artist. He's been on this show and has a new video out, and he's a great artist. You know, so are you interested, Kenny? Is that what do you think?
I don't, you know, I'm just interested in everything, you know. There is, like, I've been listening to you guys speak, and there is a resurgence of record stores, even. Have a friend that opened one up in the Rockaway Mall, up in Rockaway.
Really?
And, it's just called the CD store, but he has mostly albums, records.
Wow.
And then there's one that opened not too long ago in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, you know, the Phillipsburg area.
So people are listening. People are listening to music again.
Yeah, well, you know, it's happening. I mean, it's not like it was, and I don't know if it'll ever be like it was, you know. But people are trying, and my friend Ron opened up this store in Rockaway, and it was kind of, you know, it wasn't real small. It was a medium size, and I go there one day, and he moved to a bigger spot, so I guess he felt he's doing okay.
Well, good enough to
open up a bigger store.
He's growing. And speaking of doing okay, Kenny, did you have a good time Wednesday night?
Danny, what a great time. Those guys were really, really, I mean, you know, the band before them, the Dives, they were really good.
Oh, they were really, they were really good.
Yeah, that was Paul Stanley's son
playing
and singing. And but when the Dead Daisies came on, it was like, they showed you what real professionals were, you know?
Yeah, they put on one heck of a show.
You know, they were really, really good, really tight. And entertaining. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that they were.
It was one of those shows that if you didn't, even if you didn't like the music, you would like them because they were fun and funny, and you know, you could tell they were having a good time.
And we and you were there, and you got the meet and greet courtesy of Rock on Radio.
Radio. I was just going to say that.
Oh, that's right. You did.
Yes.
Wow.
So
yeah, it was fun, and Estelle and everybody, we all had a good time.
Yeah, we did. That was great. And you and your buddy Jack came along, and
yep, Jack Frost was there. He was good friends with them, with the guys in the band.
Yeah, he knew Doug, right? He knew Doug Aldrich. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
And a drummer from King's X, you said, was up top.
He was there. Jerry was there, hanging out for a while. Yep.
Okay. So you never know who you're going to come upon in the Asbury Park music scene. So
that's for sure. That's for sure. I always like playing Asbury. Asbury's a fun area to play in.
You got it. All right, Kenny. Well, thank you, sir.
I'll let you guys get back to everything, and I'm glad that Jeff's doing what he does, and it's very cool. Very cool not to ask stuff from the band. It's just it's a little odd, right? Am I right?
Well, that's what we were saying before, how, you know, people are going to look at him like, yeah, right, what's the catch?
Sign up now. Sign up now.
I know, right. That has happened in a lot of areas. You know, I remember years ago I was selling a Marshall amplifier that I got real cheap, and I was asking a price to some guy, and he was like, what's wrong with it? I said, nothing's wrong with it. He says, well, how come everybody else is asking at least $300 more than you're asking? I said, okay, give me $300 more, you know?
Right.
I mean, if I ask more, would you think it's okay?
That's exactly what I
got it for a good deal. I'm passing it on to you for a good deal, you know?
Yep. They it's in this day and age, people don't understand honesty.
I know. And the record business, Kenny, I mean, the record company is starting from a really good, honest, loving place, man. You know, so that's, people go, what? But if you're sitting at this table, you get a vibe to say, this is the real thing.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, just for artists who would wonder, like, what we're getting out of it, since just we're not trying to extract anything out of them, just like we were talking about earlier, like, we're going to grow together, though.
Yeah.
Just, like, eventually, just, I mean, like, they'll still get to keep all their profits, but, like, further down the road, just as our roster expands, like, our brand will become bigger and will eventually benefit as well.
Absolutely.
So our payoff is down the road. We're willing to wait for that.
Yes.
That's great, man. You're doing a good service, providing a good service for the music industry, and anybody that does that is okay in my book.
Thank you very much for that.
All right.
All right, great talking to you guys again. I'll talk to you soon, guys. All have a good night.
You too, right, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Rock on, my friend.
You too.
There you go. Bye. Kenny Siegel calling in, musician, inventor, all-around good guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, we went to, Callan and I went, we went, when we got there for the meet and greet,
mm-hmm.
it was supposed to start at 6:30, I was told.
Right.
And we got there, and it doesn't start until 8 o'clock. And we, like, I rushed to get there, you know. So did Callan. He could, coming from Ben Salem or Philadelphia somewhere, right? We get there. Estelle gets there. Kenny's like, I can't get there until after 7. And we're like, oh, well, you know. So me and the M-Cube and Estelle, we walk across the street to the Asbury Ale House. Used to be Old Man Rafferty's on Cookman Avenue. And we decide we're gonna sit down and eat. So we sit down and we eat. And Calvin and I get, like, salads. Right? Estelle's like, bring me a Mac bowl. She gets a big old mac and cheese bowl. And she's like, what's wrong with this picture?
That would be me.
And then Kenny showed up. And, you know, we hung out for a little bit and had a few drinks. And then we went back across the street. And it's funny because apparently WRAT had a meet and greet. They gave away 2 tickets, and so did some Harley Davidson shop. They gave away 2 tickets off of one of the other radio stations. None of those radio stations are none of their reps were there. These people, and the funny part is, I won, or I knew the winners from both of those stations.
Oh,
one of them used to work with Cal,
uh-huh.
And the other one was a listener from 40 Foot Hole who saw my Rock On Radio bumper stickers. And we got a phone call? Oh, we do. Okay. Hello. Welcome to Rock On Radio. Who's this? Hello?
Hey, this is Frank and Jim. We're in the band Dust Days and then James Harold.
Frank.
Hey, guys.
Frank, this is Danny Coleman, the host of Rock On Radio.
Hey, Danny.
What's going on, buddy? You guys listening in? Or are you just calling from the road, get out of a rehearsal? What are you doing on Sunday night?
We're on the road. We're actually in Virginia right now, and we got stuck in about an hour and a half of traffic on I-81.
Oh.
So we, our service was cutting in and out, so we'd hear every... You know, five to ten seconds of your program, and then, you know, we'd lose you, and then pick back up another 30 seconds later. So it was an interesting game. We were trying to predict what you were going to say.
was there drinking involved?
No, there was not, but a lot of Chex Mix.
So what are you doing down in Virginia?
Well, we're actually traveling down to see the eclipse. South Carolina.
I was hoping to hear you were on tour down there, that you guys were gigging or something.
Well, we might play a little bit.
Yeah, we're opening up for Bonnie Tyler.
Total eclipse of the heart.
Total eclipse. That's right. Well, your friend Jeff is doing a heck of a job here dealing with us this evening. He's doing quite well.
It's a joy.
Yeah, from what we could hear, the fragments, it sounds like a great show.
We're having hopefully Jeff thinks so, but it's just another Rock On Radio. So do you want to say something? He's all ears. He's listening. He's ready.
Yeah, this is Jim. Thank you for playing our songs in there. I just want to know, when do we get our royalties?
Oh, you had to go there.
That's funny.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah. What do you want to say, Jeff?
He looks a little tongue-tied.
They're in the mail.
A check is in the mail.
The check is in the mail. There you go.
I wanted to say hi and yeah, wish we were there, but...
Wow, well, we wish you were here, too, so it would have been it's a good night. So far, we played, Frank, we played From Dust to Days. We played, which one did we play? Heavy,
yeah.
Right? We played Heavy. And okay. From Jim Harold, we played...
Daylight Savings Time.
And right now, we're going to play one from Sleeping Satellites.
Oh, wow, all right. Cool.
All right, and then we're going to take our last break, and what's that?
We'll go tune into the program, then, and listen to a little Sleeping Satellites.
There you go. We're going to play them right now, as soon as we hang up.
All right, cool.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy the eclipse.
That's right. Enjoy the eclipse. Rock on. Bye. Say hi to Bonnie for me. Total eclipse of the heart.
Turn around.
Right. Squeeze a little harder, Danny.
I mean, she's got this raspy...
She does have an incredibly raspy voice.
Her first hit
she had, It's a Heartache. It sounds exactly like a Rod Stewart record. Yeah. The first time I heard it, I thought it was Rod Stewart. Yeah,
me too.
I liked it. When I first heard it, I liked it. Yeah. I like that.
Actually, I like that kind of female voice.
Yeah.
I really do. You know?
That husky voice.
With a little bit of edge to it, yeah. You know? I do. I like that.
I do too.
All right. Well, this is the Sleeping Satellites. Which one do you want me to play? And then we got to go to break when we come back.
Well, I know James Harold would want me to play Don't Settle. That's his favorite of mine. So let's play Don't Settle.
All right. We will go there then. This is Don't Settle by the Sleeping Satellites.
Always up to win. Our life is easy, then.
star.
There we go. Sleeping satellites.
Do satellites ever sleep?
I don't know.
Sometimes.
Maybe.
If they have one.
They have that function?
They do go to sleep. Okay.
They have that function. See that?
Especially when there's like solar storms or anything like that, they do put them into sleep mode so the stuff doesn't hurt their electronics.
I didn't know that. I learned that tonight on Rock On Radio.
There you go. Yet another scientific. Thomas Dolby. Science!
She's tidied up and I can't find anything.
We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back with more with Jeff Fiedler. We're going to find out how he writes his material. And a little bit more about that. We're going to talk about an event that Marianne and I have coming up over the next couple of weeks.
Woohoo!
The Dunk Tank Kissing Booth. so that would be... Ooh, that should make for some fun.
Yes, it should.
But you are listening to Rock On Radio here on PANJRadio.com. And we will be
right
back. Spock will be, right back.
Would you like to host your own show on PANJ Radio? For a limited time, we are offering potential hosts up to 3 minutes of revenue sharing on advertising that they solicit on their own show. That's immediately covering their monthly fee and has the upside potential to make you $200 a week as your audience grows. Your show can be about entertainment, sports, religion, politics, you name it. PANJ Radio broadcasts live out of Green Birdie Studios in Lambertville, New Jersey. We can record your show ahead of time or do it live. And we can take live phone calls, too. We can also travel to your place of business and record or go live with your radio show there. For more information, please contact Rob at PANJRadio.com or call 609-460-4550. We look forward to hearing from you on the air.
Hi, I'm Ron Granberg, founder of Clearwater Investment Management, a fee-only and independent registered investment advisory. Clearwater does not sell its own investment products and receives no compensation to recommend any product. Our only incentive is to generate great returns for you. As Clearwater's founder, I have nearly two decades of experience, at first as a security analyst, later promoted to portfolio manager overseeing $40 billion, and ultimately became the head of portfolio management at a large financial institution. But Wall Street wasn't right for me, too impersonal. That's why I started my own company. I'm a chartered financial analyst, the most difficult to get and most respected credential on Wall Street. Our minimum is $100,000. Call today and find out about Clearwater's personalized service and institutional quality advice. Consultations are free, and unlike the stodgy Wall Street concerns, I can visit you at your business. Reach out to me at 609-248-6065 or ron@clearwaterinvest.com. I can't wait to make your portfolio the best it can be.
All right. Welcome back to Rock On Radio. I am Danny Coleman, and our guest this evening is Jeff Fiedler of Aqualung Records. Before we get back to Jeff, let's discuss what we have. We have our health and wellness show coming up this week.
Yes, we do, on Wednesday.
COA Radio, City of Angels Radio, an addiction and recovery service radio station that Marianne and I are trying to help draw attention to with our health and wellness show and helping people who have drug and alcohol issues.
You guys do a great cause.
And Rich Shalanda is our music director for that one there. I thank you very much.
He is.
And we have a special guest this week.
Yes, we do. It's Dr. Ramesh Sawhney, and he's just coming out. They came out with their commercial today, actually, recoveryspotnewyork.com.
Oh, okay. She said he's coming out.
Oh, jeez.
I was going to say, not on our show.
No, but he actually has.
I'm not prepared for that.
Dr. Ramesh Sawhney has a state-of-the-art facility in New York. He has programs that help with pain management, addiction, and mental disorders, things like that. So it's really a wonderful facility.
He's cutting edge, too.
Yeah, okay. He is.
Dude's already cutting edge.
Okay.
So he'll be our guest on Wednesday night. And it will be our one time of the month that we meet for health and wellness.
That's right. On COARadio.com, 8 p.m. this Wednesday.
Right.
Okay. And then we have a big event also with City of Angels.
Yes, we do. On September 9th.
Where people get to actually meet us.
Yes, they do. They can come out. And
that's exciting.
For who?
That's why I want the dunk tank for Danny.
For all of your fans. Dunk tank.
I thought he would have the kissing booth.
He's trying to make me do the kissing booth. I said,
okay, fine. I'll do the kissing booth.
Even with the tramp
stamp. They get a peck on the lips for a dollar.
Uh-huh.
And, a lip on a peck for two.
Wow. That's for five.
Wow. That's cheap.
Well, you know.
Ouch.
Oh, geez, sorry.
So go ahead.
He's beat red. Look at his face.
It's funny.
He is red.
I'm laughing.
No, you are.
We're laughing.
Well, I was
people
there.
Do tend to turn red when they laugh.
Yeah, especially the content. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
So, yeah, we're having, what is that?
What, the meet and greet?
Yeah, when are we doing it?
We are doing it Saturday, September 9th at West Mercer County Park. I believe that's where it is. And it's Walk with the Angels.
West Mercer County Park?
Mercer County Park, probably the West Picnic Grounds.
Oh, okay.
West Windsor, that's what I'm thinking. It's from West Windsor.
Or West Windsor.
That's what I'm thinking,
it's not the West Picnic Grounds.
Okay. Sorry, I'm still on his last comment here.
What comment is that?
I'm not saying it again.
So we will be there. There's a 5K walk and run to help raise money for City of Angels.
Absolutely. And guess who's headlining that?
And is there more than one band?
To my knowledge, I only know of one.
Okay,
right.
Well, then there's no choice of who's headlining.
They have other musical guests there.
That's why I'm asking. Is
they
there
may.
More than one?
It says it in their advertisement.
Okay.
But I know that headlining, the big one, is our
thank
musical
you.
Director right here, Rich Shalanda and Flying
Thank
Dreams.
Thank you very much. That's right.
By the way, did you see his new video, Disconnected?
Yeah. What's up with that, man? You got like 450 million views.
I know.
Wow.
Well, no, it's not Taylor Swift numbers.
But okay,
it's,
six.
But it's past like it's past 20K, and that's big for progressive music. So it's past
20,000. Fantastic.
20K, and that really translates to downloads.
And where can we find it?
The video itself?
Yeah.
It says on YouTube. You can go to my Facebook site. And you could just hit it on Facebook or just follow it and just go right to YouTube. But okay. We're thrilled. You know, we did a premiere last week, and we're saying, well, you know, we're expecting
2,500.
Well, you know, just realistic what you put out a video, at least when I put out a video, you know, it's for that type of music. It's like Pink Floyd-y, I guess. You get a couple thousand. But when it started trickling up to 20, and it's going to go beyond that, it's kind of exciting to see the
it's
numbers.
It's very exciting. Congratulations to you, Mr. Rich.
Congratulations.
And you know what's great? Is we were having a Flying Dreams prize pack, and we have our winner, which will be revealed tomorrow.
Where?
On Facebook.
Oh, Facebook.
Yes, the Facebook page. You'll see it. That's where we started advertising.
I did not enter because friends and family of and employees of Rich Land Incorporated are not allowed to enter.
Really? Because I didn't see that in the game rules. I didn't see that at all.
Can you imagine if I won, Jeff Fiedler, with the outcry of outrage?
But you're always the winner in our
that's
eyes.
That's right. I'm always, yeah.
For all indie
that's
artists.
That's right.
I say this every week.
I know you do. That's why I'm up to thigh-high boots now.
Wow.
I'm up to the waiters.
It's okay.
Do you have a shovel?
I do. Oh. I do. No.
You know, I'm actually sincere about that.
Are
other
you?
Things maybe not, but that I'm actually sincere about.
Oh, nice. You mean like the dunk tank?
I really want to see you in the dunk tank. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, you're sincere about that, too.
Or how about a pie-throwing contest?
There you go.
You on the end, where I'll just sell the pies and you just get them
and
in the
and that's all great. $5. $5.
Well, I think that would be a great idea.
Well, the pies are actually shaving cream and just the crust, right?
No, I want...
Hollywood pies.
Hollywood pies.
Well, you know that's how right. they used to yeah. do it with Three Stooges pies. So I think they're yeah. either shaving cream or whipped cream.
And yeah, it's whipped cream.
That's right.
It is, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thank you, Miss Marianne. Thank you for that. Our guest tonight is Jeff Fiedler. So how do you write your music there, my friend?
It's actually really interesting because my approach is really different from anybody else I know, because I know just with most local musicians I've made friends with, they get their songs out of either just jamming or just noodling around on their instruments. I quite seriously cannot remember the last song I wrote where I actually had an instrument in front of me, because I'm almost always away from the house when I write. And I've written songs in just about every kind of place imaginable, like on airplanes, in department stores. I've written a song in a swimming pool. So nice. just these hooks will come to me, and then I'll just want to round it out just right on the spot, and I'm able to keep the melodies and lyrics in my head just long enough until I can get to a piece of paper and then write it down. And then when I finally go home, I have to teach myself how to play it then and see if I can figure out what the chords are supposed to be. Well, so
that's a creative process.
See, you know, there. I remember when I was jamming in a band with Tom Callan's favorite artist, Kim Yarson. She was telling me how I broke him up. See, she was telling me how, like, she would be running, like jogging,
yeah,
you know, and doing her exercise regimen of the day, and a melody would come to her, and she'd like call her home answering machine from her cell phone. This is before like voice memos and things.
Yeah. Clever,
and sing
clever,
into it. Yeah. You know? So, so okay. You know what? We've got about 15 minutes or so left of the program, and we've got other tunes. We've got the other one from you, from Sleeping Satellites, and we've also got two others from Jim Harold and Frank with Dusted Days. So, is there one that you would? Would you like to do some more music, or does it matter?
Yeah.
Okay. Which band would you like?
We can just go through the same rotation again. We'll start
okay.
with Frank.
We'll start with Frank. Dusted Days. All right. And we did. We have Gamma Ray.
Yeah. This is my favorite track on the album.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if you're just tuning in, this is Rock on Radio. My guest is Jeff Fiedler of Aqualung Records, and this is a tune from the band Dust of Days, and it is called Gamma Rays.
Stop! You're so mean to me, and it's hard to believe any words that you choose to speak. Don't scream at me. My nerves have worn thin and they tremble within my skull. My skull. My skull. We'll be right back.
There We Go, Dust of Days, Gamma Ray. That is a cool track.
I like that song.
I like that track a lot.
You're jamming out over here.
I know. We're rocking on.
Yeah, man.
We're rocking on here on Rock On Radio. 609-460-4673 if you'd like a copy of Dust of Days, which is what Jeff has brought along today. Jim Harold's music's not out yet, so...
Yeah.
But he's in the process of working on that. We'll get to him. We'll get one more tune in out of him before we have to go. So what's next for you? You know, what's next for you and Aqualung Records, and where do we go from here, so to speak?
Just continuing to scout out artists and just help Jim along with his record, and just putting something of mine together. So
okay, yeah. You know, if you're just tuning in. You know, Aqualung Records, if you're an indie artist, pay attention. Look them up. Find them. Where?
Facebook.com/Aqualung Music.
And they are not charging you nor taking any of your profits.
No.
That's, yeah. It sounds too good to be true, but...
Sign up now. It's not a 90-day deal.
That's right.
That's great.
No, I like the fact that the artists... want to like you too. So, in other words, the whole roster will be a very friendly roster. So, when you go on the road, you tour, you do festivals, you're among friends
right.
that could interact in between bands. The drummer of band A plays with on a track on band C, and you know, who knows what happens. Yeah. It all becomes a family.
And thus far, it's actually been, because like I said, I wanted everybody to have a say so that everybody's friends and everybody's kind of interrelated. And thus far, it's been very interconnected that way. Right. Just everybody on the roster has helped out everybody else with their records. So
you're creating a very friendly community.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where one hand helps the other. And that's what's really nice about your idea that you have. Yeah, I love that.
Thank you.
I do.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
I don't know. Just a weird look.
I'm naturally weird.
Oh, God.
You have a monster standing behind you.
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know what? Why don't we play one more from James Harrell?
Yes.
And then we'll come back and we'll get ready to start wrapping it up because we got about 10 minutes of the program left, 609-460-4673. If you want to wait till this tune is finished and call in, we will give you a copy of that as well as some Rock On Radio lube and bumper stickers. And are you throwing anything in there?
Lube.
Lube. You're the one that pointed out Dial hand lotion.
Yeah. Oh, if you spell it backwards.
Dial spelled backwards is, yes, my co-host, my dear friend.
What is Dial spelled backwards?
Oh,
I get it. I get it.
Wow. All right. What did we Jocko, you see what I... Every week, Jocko, you think it's easy? Your home, garden, a ranch. This is what I'm doing over here. See?
Well, you deserve it.
I deserve it.
Are you trying to say we're a handful?
No, I would never say such a thing. What did we play last time from James?
Daylight Savings Time.
Okay, and this is...
Everybody's Got the Right to Be Happy. And... Okay. Speaking of just the interconnection just between artists, this is a perfect example of that because Frank actually helped James Harrell put this one together.
Oh.
They went into they went back to Ryder actually and just went to one of the piano studios there. And I think James put this down in one take actually.
Oh, great.
Okay, fantastic. Well, this is James Harrell. This is a world premiere and he doesn't even know it. this is called
Everybody's Got the Right to Be Happy.
Everybody's Got the Right to Be Happy.
Everybody got a right to be happy. Everybody got a right to be smiling. Everybody got a right to a family. I know your poor heart.
time I think of you in summer. Ooh, every time I think of you in spring. Every time I fall in love, I fall in love with everything. And you know my poor heart's breaking, and I'm busy all the time, and I just can't keep myself from crying.
Mr. Harold, and that's going to be released when? Do we know?
No release date scheduled yet.
No release date scheduled yet. Well, he's just had two tunes played on the radio, and he doesn't know it yet.
I like that.
You do?
I do.
But that we did that behind his back, or that?
Well,
the
you
music?
Know, is that,
I got his permission. Yeah.
Is that in progress as well? Are these songs and his old records in progress?
Yeah, the two we played tonight were actually are just kind of demos, but he was going to keep it very bare bones, though, so the final product will be just a slightly more polished version of that.
That's an energy to that, man. Just there's a real good energy to that when it's just in that form, and yeah, there's a good thing around there. Yeah, good.
Well, like it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Who was talking?
We're waiting on you.
Oh, you're waiting on the host. I thought somebody was going to say something.
I'm finished.
And you're done. Okay. And I was interrupting. That's why.
No. It's just a really cool thing to hear the creative process from a writer, performer in that form. Sometimes there's more energy. I know back in the old days, I used to do demos and then shop them to record companies, and then you used to recut the whole record. And we spent most of our time trying to recapture the energy on the demo.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, so
that's happened many times to me in the past, where I've either with my own recordings or stuff I've just co-produced with other acts, where just I'll go crazy over the demo, and then we'll try to just top it, and then we end up going back to the demo all over again.
I know.
Wow,
that's true.
So, yeah, this is true. Is right.
This is true.
That's right. Hey, tomorrow night on One More with Danny Coleman.
Yourself?
I have me, yes. I am. I will be there. I actually forget who my guest is. Why am I forgetting who my guest is? I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. But you can tune in at 8 o'clock, and we can both find out who my guest is.
I'll be there. I'll be tuning in.
It's a surprise.
Thank you very much. On the Carousel Arts YouTube channel.
That's a nice plug, Danny. Good for
it's
you.
It's a great plug for myself. Tune in, and maybe I'll find out. That's on YouTube. That's Monday night. For the life of me, I swear to God, I'm drawing a blank. Darn cholesterol meds. You're my holistic health practitioner. How come you haven't fixed that?
I saw Ben.
You haven't asked.
you.
I saw your post, and there were three guys in the picture, I think.
Three guys.
Three.
Yeah, the turnbucklers. Yeah. That's correct. That's right. Thank you, Richard. You're welcome. That's right. I probably should just look at my Facebook page.
That's what I was doing.
The turnbucklers are on One More with Danny Coleman. Yes. They are part of the Bob Makin 30th Anniversary Concert Series, Rock New Brunswick Concert Series. We'll be discussing all of that. We'll be discussing their local music scene and more on One More with Danny Coleman. That's on the Carousel Arts YouTube channel tomorrow night. Then Wednesday night, we have our Health and Wellness Hour. On the City of Angels.
Yes, we do.
COARadio.com. What else do we have? Next week, our guest here is... And I looked at it before I left the house. And now I'm forgetting next week's guest. The Clydes. The Clydes will be in studio. They're also... Do you know? Are you familiar with them?
Yes.
They're also a Bob Makin 30th anniversary...
Yeah.
Concert band, Rock New Brunswick type of thing. So they will be here. We'll be discussing that forum with them.
That
with
would
the
Clydes.
And they're back to back. I've got them next Sunday night here and then next Monday on One More with Danny Coleman.
Because I can't get enough of you. I love it.
I guess they did it that way so I wouldn't forget them.
That helps. I mean, that helps the artist. You know, all the exposure helps us.
What's your, before we go, Jeff, what's your favorite social media of choice? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube?
I've never actually used Twitter. I'd probably pick Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Facebook is just like, yeah. They can really, there is a time, I mean, I've got between 4,000 and 5,000 friends and they limit me to like 17 invites, 47 invites because they want me to pay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? They're already a quadrillion-dollar company, and they're going to try and squeeze me for $5, and you may reach up to 1,200 people.
There used to be a Chrome app on Google Chrome that allows you to select all your friends in one button.
Right.
And I don't know if it's still with us, but I think they got rid of that.
They might have, might have put the kibosh on that. Let's see if we got one more question here from Ed before we let you go.
I'm answering.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez. I'm not sure I like that.
Well, share that with the rest of us.
Not you. I'm talking about his comment. No. If you ever get hard up and want to feature a jazz band, let me know. I've actually had I had a jazz guitarist on here before. I've had Larry Coryell called this program too, actually. So
nice.
I've had jazz guys on here.
I love that.
But we have to wrap it up. We got about a minute, right, John?
Yep.
About that. Jeff, thank you so much for making the trip here tonight.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, fantastic. Putting up with our nonsense. We appreciate you coming in. And best of luck with Aqualung Records.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Which can be found on Facebook at Aqualung Records
Music. At Facebook.com/Aqualung Music.
Aqualung Music. There you go. Or it can be found sitting on a park bench. Oh, wait, sorry.
What bench are you sitting on?
The park bench.
No, not that one. Yeah, well, actually, yeah, it is actually.
It is that one.
It could be that one. With bad intent. So, this is Rock on Radio. I'm Danny Coleman.
Oh, I get it.
Your comedic timing is excellent.
I do.
That was Rich Yolanda, our international touring advisor. The M-Cube Photography, you can find photos of this program on our Facebook page, Danny Coleman's Rock on Radio 2, as well as the mcubephoto.com. And on Facebook at M-Cube Photo. Marianne Costello, award-winning author of Road to Success and the DVD... Extreme Chakra Cleansing for a Supercharged Life, Rich Yolanda, Flying Dreams, proprietor of Neo Zoe Health and Wellness Center on Centennial Avenue in Cranford. Jeff, thank you so much, man.
Thank you very, and thank you again for having me.
We really appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by and hanging with us this evening, and best of luck with the record company. And again, indie artists, check it out. Aqualung Records, Aqualung Music on Facebook. Jocko, thanks for hanging out, buddy. There you go. And there you have it. All right, until next week,
rock on.